This is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast, episode number 6. I didn't post yesterday. I did say I was going to post in episode 5, and I am sorry. And also sorry for the audio, episode 5. Episode 5, go watch it, but apologies for what happened with that. So we have some crazy twist in the NBA. So my prediction in episode 2 with Bucks Nuggets, I think it's wrong now because Bucks. So yesterday, Pacers unfortunately lost to the Bucks 115-92. So it was a pretty big deficit. So now that is 3-2. Indiana is still winning the still like leading in the series. But I do think the Bucks are out. I'll see the Bucks coming back from that. And another thing, I now have a website. So if you go into Google or go into, any like search, whatever, and just put in sportsnoise.com, you should be brought to a website, and it has a little basketball microphone, and there's all my audio for all my episodes. So I'll leave a link in the comments with that. But moving on, Sixers and Knicks. This series is making me mad for some reason. Like seeing Joel Embiid. Seeing Jalen Brunson be so good frustrates me. And I mean, I do know that the Mavericks have Kyrie, but I mean, Brunson, is he better than Kyrie right now? That's a debate. I would still take Kyrie, but I mean, I'm just still kind of like, why did Brunson leave us? I know his dad was one of the assistant coaches for New York, but stay loyal. But Sixers won 112-106. And Joel Embiid has not been playing like a number one guy. He hasn't been playing like an MVP that he was last year, which I feel like should have gone to Jokic. This year, hashtag Luka for MVP. He deserves it. He's probably not going to get it just because the NBA is like that. But the Magic Cavaliers series, Cleveland leads 3-2. So Cavs won first two in Cleveland, they won the first one in Cleveland, and then Cavs won the first two in Cleveland. Then Orlando won the next two in Orlando, and then the Cavs just won yesterday. Sorry if I'm not talking as well. I'm still kind of new to this, but anyways, we have some games today. Heat versus Celtics at 6:30 p.m. I'm pretty sure, what is it, Eastern time? You can look it up. 6:30 where I am. Mavs today at 9:00 p.m. And then today we also have Bucks versus Pacers at, let's see. Excuse me, there's only two games on today. I am rusty. There's Heat Celtics and Mavericks Clippers. So Heat Celtics, I think this is the game where Boston wins the series. 3-1 or 4-1 if Celtics do win. And I'm excited. I think the Celtics do make the finals. And I think maybe I think maybe the Celtics, I mean, I think the Magic maybe give the Cavs the run for their money in a future playoff series. So Magic Celtics is like my dream Eastern Conference Finals. That's not going to happen though. But I mean, just still no Jimmy Butler. That's heartbreaker. In Celtics, I feel like going to run through this game. I mean, Heat down 3-1. They're not going to win three games in a row. But then we have Mavericks Clippers, and oh my gosh, was last game a heartbreaker for Mavs fans. We were down 31, tied it, and then we ended up losing. Said that in my last episode. So if you want to hear me talk about that more, watch the previous one. But this is a must-win for Mavs. I feel like you can't go. I mean, we're going into LA, so series tied 2-2. I feel like you can't be down 3-2 and still be in LA. Because LA twice, Dallas twice, and it goes LA for game 5. Okay, excuse me. Then you go to okay, so if the Clippers, whoever, after this game, okay, so game number six would be in Dallas, and then game 7 would be in LA. Okay, so game today will be in LA, then it'll go to Dallas if for game 6, and then game 7 will be in Dallas, or in LA, gosh, if necessary. So I just think this is a must-win for Mavs. The Clippers are going to be coming out, I feel like, firing. And every game that the Clippers have won so far is, I mean, they've been shooting out of their minds. Like, they could, Paul George last game could have been drinking a pina colada, sitting on the beach, had a basketball in his hands, flicked his wrist, and it would have been in. I mean, it would have made it. That's how, I mean, good they were shooting, especially PG. PG has been surprising me. I mean, props to PG-13. I mean, he's been playing out of his mind. Harden, hashtag flopper. Type in Harden flopper, and you'll see what I mean. It is a good, I mean, if you live in Texas, and I mean, most of y'all probably don't. But if you are a Dallas sports fan, which I am, we are excited. You know why? Because the Stars play today and the Mavericks play today. Dallas Stars, Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Stars is our NHL hockey team. And we just took, it's 2-2 in the series. We're playing we got the number 1 seed, playing the 8 seed, Las Vegas Golden Knights. And they are, I mean, so they've been cheating the system. I mean, they have some players on the long-term injured list. And, I mean, of course, oh my gosh, they're healthy when the playoffs roll around. Because, I mean, they're technically not cheating, but they're, like, beating the system. So they're all healthy. So, I mean, they have an absolute super team. But they won the first two in Dallas, and they eliminated us in the Western Conference Finals last year. They went on to win the Stanley Cup against the Florida Panthers. But we were the only team last year that gave the Golden Knights a fight. I mean, I think they won in six games. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure they won in 6 games last year. But yeah, so they won first two in Dallas, and then when we went to Las Vegas, we beat them twice. Okay, so the first game in Las Vegas, we won in overtime, which was, I mean, very nice. But now we're heading back to Dallas because it'll be, again, kind of like the NBA. I'm almost, I mean, like 99% sure it'll be Dallas, then Vegas. So Dallas for game 5, Vegas for game 6, and then Dallas for game 7, if necessary. But yeah, this one's going to be a little bit of a shorter one. Not a ton that happened in the NBA. And I know some of y'all are dying for NFL content. MLB, I'm getting there. I'm going to be putting up some more MLB videos, some more episodes, podcasts. So all the episodes on here will be going to my website. So just put in sportsnoise.com and Google, just put it up in Google. I mean, you'll see a website. Like I said in previous, it's a little microphone with a basketball, and it'll say Sports Noise. I mean, it's kind of like my logo in a way. So you'll see that, and then you'll just go scroll down, and you'll see what I'm talking about, all the episodes. But tomorrow I will be uploading again. So that'll be NBA, and then maybe like a third of it will be MLB, because Rangers played the Nationals yesterday, and I'm a Texas Rangers fan. Last night, Angels played the Phillies, Rangers played the Nationals, I'm gonna be talking about the Rangers, a lot, but I'll also be talking about some other teams, and I'll give my, I mean, way too early predictions. It's going to be just a line of things, and I see a bright future, and it's really exciting. So I think I'm going to wrap it up now. This is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast. It is May 1st. May 1st, it is a Wednesday of 2024. So I'll see y'all tomorrow for episode number 7, lucky number 7, and I'll see y'all then. So, Sports Noise, Braylon at sportsnoise.com.